the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We're ready or not, but Nick Patrick, after what, I don't blame him for being hot. What was your call up there?
It was a disqualification for outside interference. What do you think it was?
Where was the outside interference?
Did you watch the same match? Did you not see the outsiders come down here and attack these guys on the floor?
Did they get in the ring?
No, they didn't get in the ring, but they interfered in the match. Any rule book that's in print today for wrestling, if you look it up, outside interference is a disqualification.
You know, those men never even got into the ring. As a matter of fact, I don't think they even made it within 30 feet of the ring.
That's a good point. They never got in the ring. Which brings me to the one point that I want to get across. What makes a referee great is to be able to see two different things happening at one time. And I've just proved to you and the entire wrestling world that I have that ability. I was in the ring. That's an unfortunate break for the Steiner brothers now. Don't get me wrong. But I had to watch all the action. Now, I don't want to have to get hauled down to the WCW offices again for this. If you have to review it, then review it.
Wait a minute, Nick.
I followed the book to the T.
But, Nick, a lot of people are pointing fingers at you right now for what's happened here in the last week and a half.
Well, I know there's been a lot of unfortunate incidents take place here in the last week and a half.
Okay, but I am totally innocent.
WCW all the way, Gene.
I'll respect your judgment. I thank you very much. Oh, by the way, I couldn't help but notice those nice Armani suits and everything you've been getting lately. Looks very good stuff. What do you mean? We've got more of the Clash. Remember, we're live, and we're having them all. They are hanging from the rafters tonight.
Oh my God. Here we are. Hold on. Bear with me, folks. Unbelievable. Tuesday night, December 5th, 2017, episode 526 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and all those other platforms. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself, Silver Surfer, who, of course, is making all sorts of noise. Surfer, what are you doing? Or is that Tony C? That's Tony C.
Is it better now?
There we go. Surfer, wake up.
Yes.
Wake up. Wake up. We're on the air.
I'm on the air.
All right. Just making sure.
You're back to not hearing us.
I'm what?
You're back to not hearing us.
No, I can hear you. You okay. Are not saying anything.
I was saying something.
What were you saying?
Well, you know, I said my good evening, and I said Feliz Navidad, and
happy holidays.
Sure you did. Anyways, Welcome. It's another Tuesday night. Winding down 2017, and let me tell you, it's been one hell of a year.
You tell them.
Good Lord. I guess we have to address why we were not on the air last week. So, and if you can't tell, you know, I mean, I'm not 100%. But I'll go into explanation. So I'm going to talk very slowly so I don't, you know, I'm not exacerbated. My voice, as you can see, is still strained. You know, it's been one of those weeks that I don't wish upon anybody. But anyways, so let's take it back to 2 weeks ago, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I had been dealing with like a nagging cough that would come out every so often. And I was dealing with it for a few weeks, and you probably could have heard it on the air because it was coughing on the air a little bit. Thanksgiving rolls around. The Saturday after Thanksgiving comes, and I am very sick to the point where I was in urgent care. And for me to go to the doctor, let alone urgent care, is a big thing because I hate going to the doctor.
Like toughing it out.
And I went to urgent care and was diagnosed, not for the first time in my life. You know, this is not my first go around. But, you know, came down with the acute bronchitis and the upper respiratory infection. And, you know, and of course went on the meds and everything. And as we got to Tuesday, you know, that was Saturday. Saturday night started the meds. As a matter of fact, I called in to Turnbuckle Throwbacks that Saturday night. They happened to be on the air. I called in. I went back and listened to the replay. Sounded out of my mind, but whatever. Actually, I should play some of that audio. Let me see if I have it accessible here. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Where is it? I believe it is. No, this is not it. This is not it. This is not it. I believe, was it 242 this past? 243, I believe. Let me see here. I think it's this one. Yeah, it's this one.
Now, anybody the next day, should they?
The fine folk night on the air.
Here we go. This is when I called in to Turnbuckle Throwbacks back on Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Got it. MCO. Dun, 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 dun. What's up, boss? You call?
Hello.
How you feeling, man?
Hey, buddy.
I don't know. I'm,
You sound very sexy, by the way.
You sound like complete dog shit.
Yeah. Well, I probably look worse than that. I don't know. I'm just calling in to say hello. And good luck. We're all counting on you. I know it's your 260-something night on the air, and it's like your first show all over again. And, hooray for bronchitis.
Now, that was that Saturday night.
Yeah, you sound high as a kite.
Well, so that was Saturday night, Sunday, day of rest, went to work Monday. I didn't survive the day. I ended up coming home early that Monday because the cough progressed. It got worse. And it got to the point that my voice started going. My voice started failing. And for anybody that knows me, for me to miss work, it's a big deal. I never miss work. And I've been working for about 19 years, and I've called out sick maybe 4 or 5 times in 19 years. So it was a big deal. Anyways, so I came home. Tuesday rolls around. I worked a full day, but I was dying. Like, my chest hurt. I was coughing nonstop. And I was coughing like a smoker who's been smoking for 60 years has been coughing, you know? I said, let me lay down and let me see how I am, because I'm going to wait to showtime to see exactly how I am. I think I had warned, I don't remember at this point, I may have warned Tony C in advance that we may or may not do the show, I don't know. Or I said that I was going to pass the show off to Surfer or some garbage like that. Anyways, I was in bed at 8:59 last Tuesday night when, and by the way, everything was on, the Skype was open, the all the programs and everything that airs the show and runs the feed and everything were open. The pre-produced intro was ready to go, and 8:59, you know, the Skype starts ringing. I see it's Tony C. I see it's Surfer. I don't know if Doom called in, but whatever. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was in horrible shape. I bailed on the show. I think I told everybody, okay, we'll just make it up next week or whatever. And I just crawled into a ball in bed, and I slept from that point, which was like 9:05 on Tuesday night, till 7:15 Wednesday morning. And I had three or four straight days where I slept probably 10 to 12 hours because I just was sick until I went on a different antibiotics, and I finally started getting better. So as you hear me now, this is 10 days in with a different antibiotics. I'm on my fourth bottle of cough medicine in as many days, you know, and at $17 a throw, it ain't cheap, but I'm on my fourth bottle, and so I'm talking very slowly as to not exacerbate my voice to, you know, instigate a coughing attack. So I'm talking very slow, very measured. I am better, thank God, because I don't know if I could have survived much more like that, because I was in bad shape. And I was like, oh my God, if you guys would have heard me last Tuesday night, you guys would have thought I should have been in a hospital. And I was getting very close to going to the hospital. Thank God, though, I'm not. I'm much better now. That's why we didn't do the show last week. So here we are. It's Tuesday. We're back now. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. A lot of interesting things to talk about. I guess we'll go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. I want to start with a couple of technical news because I could not talk about it last week since we were not on the air. But we have updated our broadcast feed, which means a couple of things. Number one, the sources that we use to broadcast, like it connects, is now reduced to just one single connection, which means there's less of a chance of there being something failing now. Because it's just one system, and that's it. Our TuneIn radio was not working for about a week. It is now working again. It has been updated. We have all the shows are still broadcasting off old software, but it's okay as long as the software works. That's fine. But we have a new service that we're using to air the show through, and it's, I want to say, it's a little bit more professional. With it comes a brand new broadcast player on the website, which is mobile, friendly. It also displays album art now, and for a while our scroll was not working properly. Now, above the chat room, it broadcasts what is on the air presently. So if you're listening to us live and you're in the chat room, or you can even go to the main page on the website, at the very top it'll say airing now, and it'll say what's airing now. Right now it should say the rant, and also should be the call-in numbers and all that stuff. All that will be, it updates in real time. So that's something new that we've got there in the chat room. And that's the technical stuff I wanted to address here about
about broadcasting. I'm still getting adjusted to this new headset because this is only my third show I've done with this headset. So I'm still getting accustomed. I'm still getting accustomed to this new, what the hell are these things called? A virtual mixer. And that's how we're able to play the sounds again. So yeah. So that's what's going on. Technically.
Well, I'm digging the new player you got on the website, because the old one, I could never like get it to actually play.
Mm-hmm. And we may change the look of it, but it's going to be the same player, you know. But yeah, so that's what's going on right now here on the network. Now let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, oh, by the way, also, we now have better stats as to who's listening, where people are listening, what they're listening on, and things like that through this new service that we're using. So as soon as, you know, as soon as we tweak some of the settings and things like that, we're going to be able to tell everybody, hey, you're listening in so-and-so. We've got a huge following and such and blah, 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 blah. So that's good. I like that. I like that feature. Anyways, let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, we say hello to Tony C. And Tony C, it's been, I haven't spoken to you since that phone call you gave me while I was in urgent care.
Oh, yeah.
Though we've been texting. We've been texting throughout the week, but yeah. Since that one phone call in urgent care, where you said, what, are you sick? And I said, no, well, I'm in urgent care. So, yeah.
I thought you maybe took somebody else.
Oh, no. I was there. I was there in a tag team.
It was a personal trip.
It was not only a personal trip, I was also accompanying somebody. Because on top of everything, because I was there at the same time that my mom was there, because my mom was sick, and my mom came down with pneumonia. So this has not been a very easy couple of weeks here with this, you know, mung that's circling the rant, you know, headquarters, so to speak. But everybody's on the mend, thank God.
Gotta sanitize everything.
Oh, you know? My God. Everything's gotta be just... like you wouldn't believe. Hopefully we'll start that process this week. Couldn't do it last week because still on the mend. But, like, you know what sucks is that, okay, so Thanksgiving came. Thanksgiving came, and those plans also got sidetracked because Thanksgiving, you know, the kids were supposed to be here. They came down with a stomach virus, so they didn't come. But Friday, we started the process of putting up the Christmas tree, and usually it's a two-day process to decorate the house for Christmas. Wherever we left on Black Friday, that's where everything is as of right now. It hasn't been complete, so there's boxes everywhere. There's still stuff to be put up, and... you know, it is what it is. You know, you do what you can do. Anyways, Tony C., what have you been up to these last, I guess, 2 weeks?
You know, same old, taking it easy. You know, just, you know, trying to stay sane and enjoy, you know, a little piece of life that I'm able to live. I was taking it easy. I was taking it real easy. You know, I want to talk about Friday. I was, you know, taking it easy. And then, you know, watching my daily show early in the morning, you know, 6 a.m. I get up, you know, watch my CNN, MSNBC. And about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, got some great breaking news, and we all need to give thanks to my boy known as Michael Nino Flynn, because Anybody don't know what I mean? Well, I call him Dino. You go back and watch New Jack City. But we want to give it up to Michael Nino for snitching. We thought, I mean, he white collar snitch, but he snitching nonetheless. And anytime, you know, somebody, you know, snitch like that, I got to give them their props. So I got that good, great piece of breaking news on Friday, and it just brought a tear to my eye and a smile to my face.
So you think the beginning of the end is near?
Man, let me tell you, anybody who's not from the urban community, let me give y'all the breakdown. When somebody who's facing five charges, federal charges, only gets charged with one, that's called heavy snitching. And they get to go in the SUV that they pulled up in, no cuffs, no nothing. That means he went in, he done told everything. So before, and if you want to see an example of it, go watch the first 48 when you get time. I mean, I can probably tell y'all how the breakdown went. You know, they brought him in the room. Muller came in there. Flynn sitting there. Like, you know you're facing these charges. And then he just probably looked around and said, at least can y'all give me a cigarette, something to eat,
cup of coffee,
and a notepad. No, snitches don't drink coffee, they drink soda.
Oh, okay.
And they slide you the notepad, and in his case, they probably slid him a big college rule notepad.
A legal pad.
A legal pad, I'm sorry, yes. Correct. So, basically anybody out there. And another thing, he stopped talking to his homeboy 45 before. And in the hustle game, if we both doing dirt together and all of a sudden you stop calling me, I already know you snitching. So, basically, in a nutshell.
Oh my God, wait a minute. You know, are you watching SmackDown?
Yeah, I see. Who the hell is that?
You remember who that is?
That's for the tough
one. That's one of the tough enough guys.
That's Eric Watts.
Oh God! No relation to Bill, right?
No relation to Bill. But anyways, continue.
Oh, I was, you know. So basically, I wanna give Mike Nino, Mike Nino, Flynn, some props. For doing what's right for America and snitching. Because this thing bigger than Michael Flynn. I'm just tell y'all that right now. That's what Nino said. It's bigger than Michael. It's bigger than Nino Brown. So.
So here's the question. Say they can't get the orange fish. But they can get.
Let me finish.
They can't get the orange fish, but they can get either Fish Jr. or Fish son-in-law, who do you think he would, you know, come to save? Would he save both of them?
Neither one of them.
So he would let Fish Jr. ride, huh?
Hell yeah. Trump 45 don't look good in prison, Orange Man.
No, first of all, he probably wouldn't go to
Pencil.
But the thing is to get him out of office. I did look, man. The president go to prison, so.
Listen, we all watch gangster movies, man. We already, y'all already know how this gonna play out.
No president go to prison.
And I want to once again commend Michael Flynn. He the snitch, first 48 snitch, or he Frank Lucas snitch. Frank Lucas snitching is worse. Because when you Frank Lucas snitch, you bring out pictures and everything, and you just give away the whole playbook. You know, you know, first 48, you just do it in a little room. So that's all left to find out. If he first 48 snitched, or did he Frank Lucas snitch? Anybody don't know what Frank Lucas snitched is, go back and watch the movie American Gangster. He just lay it out. So that made my weekend. That's making my day daily. I'm looking to see who else gonna snitch. Cause in this thing, snitches don't get stitches. They get to walk. So,
well,
I wake up daily looking to see who's finna tell. And well, the motto is,
go ahead.
Instead of going to jail, just tell.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I wouldn't do a crime with none of these. They gonna snitch. They selling everything.
But, you know, at the rate we're going, the jails are not going to be like they were, you know, for regular criminals. The jails are going to be like, you've got Bernie Madoff, you've got this guy, that guy, you know, all these white-collar crimes, criminals. And
it's going to be a country club.
It's going to be a country club, exactly.
Going to be like Paul. They all, but see, that's the thing. They all going to be chilling together. So, the Manafort and Flynn and 45.
No, Manafort, he'll go to regular prison.
Why? Because he had exquisite taste buying like $3,000 rugs and four passports, four burner phones.
I don't know.
I'm just loving it.
I don't know what's more tiresome in terms of the repetitive nature of it. If it's this, what's going on with Trump, or the ongoing sexual harassment scandals. Of course, we learned last week, Matt Lauer.
That's all it is. Either somebody getting touched or somebody snitching.
That's all it is. And this time of year, the third backup story is somebody stole a FedEx package off somebody else's front door.
Yeah. Listen, I've never watched a real live Law and Order episode play out in real life until this shit.
Well,
every day I just want to hear doom doom doom.
It's just been ridiculous what's going on.
And can I just say one and another thing? I've never saw a Law and Order episode play out like this. I never saw an episode of Night Rider. Really.
Oh, you're breaking up bad, Tony.
Because if you go back and watch Night Rider, them criminals used to think they were above the law.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cops couldn't catch them. So they had to call in.
What'd
you say, Double A?
No. I said you were breaking up for a second. But they don't care. They don't give a damn. Now you've got this.
We'll start calling Michael. Calling Detective what's his name? Well, I wish I knew his first name, but his last name need to be Knight. And he riding around town in a T-top. He finna catch 45.
Now, I got the thing with
God.
With the sexual harassment stuff. Today we learned that this God. This Senator John Connor is retiring. You know, he's 80.
Conyers out of Michigan.
Whatever. Yeah, he's 80 something. I guess he figured I'm too old for this shit.
Tired of
old. Yeah.
He's got the Roger Murtaugh.
That's all he said. I'm too old for this shit. Yeah, that's it. That's all he said.
You know, sometimes when guys get old, they figure it's easier to get away with being.
But how many years ago was that he was accused of doing stuff?
I don't know, but I don't like, you know, they've been saying like George H.W. Bush, he's been doing like cop fills and stuff like that since he's gotten older.
This Roy Moore.
This strong thug used to do it.
I almost said Roger Moore, but he's dead. I'm sure Roger Moore is guilty of doing some stuff.
Oh, that Roy Moore?
Roy Moore.
The pedophile.
And there's people that are justified what he did.
You know? Oh, yeah.
It's not a big deal. Then again, it is Alabama, so, you know, what do you expect? I think the age of consent in Alabama is
16,
and then
it's
ridiculous.
But see, what they don't understand is when you, that's why people don't think much of people from Alabama. They're not even looking at it like that.
It's a mess. And and then we've got Matt Lauer with
poor Matt Lauer.
The lock at his desk, the button at his desk to lock the door, and him allegedly, you know, dropping his pants, and just standing there for whoever was in his office. Apparently, Charlie Rose was accused of something very similar, but
you know, you didn't hear about these things. What the current crime?
But what I don't get, here's what I don't get. Okay, here's what I'm not understanding about all these sexual harassment things. Okay, all right, you get caught doing something you shouldn't do, right? Fine, or you get Tony C says, you know, you get snitched on about something you did maybe 20 years ago, and it comes out. What I don't get, it's not something of, well, you know, Matt Lauer inappropriately touched me in the workplace. No, it's Matt Lauer not only inappropriately touched me in the workplace, but Matt Lauer had dildos in his office, and Matt Lauer had a had a button on his desk to lock the door, and sure. Matt Lauer did this, and Matt Lauer did that, and it's a deluge of things. And then what was funny was is that, you know, they started, I was listening to Howard Stern, right? And when the news broke, and they're like, well, who the hell is going to do the Today Show now? And they start running down the list of the names of the people that are left. And they're like, well, they can't go to Brian Williams because people are still sour on what he did about lying, about being in a war zone. They're like, oh my God, the only person left at this point is Carson Daly. Like, really, do you think Carson Daly is going to sit down and you know, be like Matt Lauer? Apparently, you don't need much skill because John Cena is going to be sitting in that chair on Thursday morning. But, my goodness.
They can't get Billy Bush to come up there and do it. He need a job.
Oh, man. He probably wishes.
We need a hashtag rehire Billy Bush.
I mean, we're going to have to start going and getting people that probably don't work full-time, you know? Like, we'll have to, you know, like, well...
Let's get out of retirement.
You know? Pretty soon, we're going to have to put in, I don't know. Yeah, bring Regis out of retirement. Regis will do it.
Like, Regis, we need you. You're looking too good, hot right now.
Full-timers. Let's bring back Larry King and Regis.
Larry's a pervert. It's not that.
He just like the ones you get rid
of. Let's get Maury back on network TV as opposed to doing his own show where he's exposing who's the father and who's not the father.
Connie Chung can't work no more.
They need a male though.
Connie, she's part of CBS, right?
She was.
Were married to somebody at CBS.
Connie, no, that you're.
No, Connie Chung's married to Maury Povich.
Yeah, you're thinking of. What's
her
name?
The other girl's married to Zach.
Yeah.
You're getting all the gentlemen's mixed up.
She's married to Les Moonves.
Yeah. You can bring back David Letterman.
Oh, for God's sakes. Where's my Larry King drops? I had a Larry King drop.
No,
Houston, hello.
We need to go back to Brian Gumbel.
Oh, for God. He's happy at HBO.
Exactly. Why? That's when we really gonna know it's getting messed up, when we hear about Brian Gumbel slapping his dick on somebody's keyboard. That's what give me 15 really
bucks. I'll put in a word for you with
Greg Gumbel would surprise me. Greg Gumbel would.
We're going to have to start pulling off.
And if I hear about JB, something like that.
We're going to have to start pulling the people off of off those NFL pre and post shows, you know?
No, how come they haven't gotten Terry Bradshaw? I know he do shit like that.
Not yet. You know,
so he just go put it up. So Terry Bradshaw can do it, but Sinbad can't. Because a couple weeks ago, she said Sinbad wouldn't touch nobody.
Now,
Sinbad's a holy roller.
Terry Bradshaw, holy roller.
No, he's not.
Now,
I'm not going to sit here and let you defile Terry Bradshaw like that.
I got to ask a question now. Now, what if you're sitting here tomorrow morning or Thursday morning, and you get the alert on your phone, like I did last Wednesday, okay? Because I was sitting here, slowly getting ready, getting my day started. It was like 7:10, and the alert flashed on my phone that Matt Lauer had been fired from NBC. What are you gonna do when you get the alert that says, you know, Al Roker was fired from NBC?
No, not Al.
What was really funny?
Walking around with that damn, with a raincoat on.
You know,
and that's it.
What was funny is that Howard Stern goes, Al did a sad weather forecast because he had to do the weather right after they released the story. And Al was sad. Like, when have you ever had a sad weather forecast? Oh man.
It's like the Deadpool on that movie. They got Ben Oz. Who's gonna be next? They got Russell Simmons. Yeah. He had to do his goodbyes.
It's ridiculous what's going on. It really is. I don't know. Who do you?
So who's next? It's like Goldberg. Who's next?
It's funny that we're never going to find out. It'd be unlikely that we're going to find out something in wrestling.
When are they going to come out about Vince?
Well, Bischoff.
No, because I'm going to tell you why they won't come out about Vince. Because Vince, number one, was already sued for sexual harassment.
Who sued him?
Sable. That's number one.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And number two, Vince did an article for Playboy many years ago where Vince basically said some of the things he did. So I don't think.
What about a woman he didn't say?
Well, who's going to come out at this point? What, is Moolah going to come out and say something? Moolah's been dead.
Yes.
Moolah's been dead for 10 years. You know?
What if Jazz come out? What if Jazz come out?
No. Former guest of the Wrestling Call-In Show, Jazz? No.
Okay.
Who would believe it if Sunny came out and said it?
Nobody.
Oh, she ain't got no credibility.
I gotta tell you a funny story. I probably shouldn't
you
say
can't
this.
Be a whore.
I probably man. Shouldn't say this on the I air, mean, but what? I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but what the hell, I don't care. I've been sick for 2 weeks. I can get away with it. So about 2 months ago, the Mega Powers was on the Shining Wizards, right? And while he was on, they were wrapping up the show when Sonny called in. And later on, I was talking to Dave, and Dave told me I had to bite my tongue because I really wanted to say something. And I'm like, how could you not say something? You know? And I don't know, man. It's
this whole.
Yeah, really. I don't know. It's just a mess. It really is just a mess. Wrestling, I think, is just different. You're not going to have. What are you going to have in football? Nothing really, because there's only a handful of female reporters. I mean, there's more now than the word, but still, you know. What's going to come out? You know. Back in the 90s, Troy Aikman exposed himself to Pam Dauber. I mean, come on.
Well, it's Peyton Manning, right?
Huh?
Oh, he did that to his training in college.
Yeah.
Athletic training in college.
I mean, it's
going to... Try the teabag.
It's going to come out and talk about the...
It'll come out.
Pam Oliver or something.
I mean, I think the issue... I think the thing is that this is just hot now. The hot thing to do.
Well, you know, football... Football was it was rampant at one time, you know, because that was one of the reasons why they didn't want female reporters going to the locker room, and they're like, well, you don't let us in, how, you know, we don't get the scoop because guys get to go and we don't, and then they start going in, and you know, these people walking around half naked and stuff and just started fucking with them, but they calmed it down.
I just think that something. At this, we're getting to a point now that the, like, just simple harassment isn't a big thing anymore. You know, like, well
I'm saying, he patted me on the head. You don't want the women to feel.
You know what? None of this should be going on. But the thing is, we're getting to a point now where, like, a pat on the ass is acceptable. You know, like. Well,
it should be acceptable.
I can pat you on the ass because, you know, look at Matt Lauer and look at Charlie Rose and all these other people.
At least
people.
I ain't doing that to you.
Brett Ratner and Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and all these guys, you know.
So, bastard bastards.
Just ridiculous what's going on in Hollywood, but whatever.
I just don't understand. How do you be like... Get that man. I guess it's a power thing, but you can just feel like there's something just fell on you.
Surfer's gonna come on the air crying the day that something comes out.
I'm
about
just
George
Lucas. Sitting here butt naked.
No, but George, something's gonna come out about George Lucas, and Surfer's gonna cry on the air.
That Bruno harassed him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna cry about George.
Why not? Why wouldn't you cry about George Lucas?
Because I don't like Star Wars. I'm not crazy about George Lucas.
Or Stan Lee, or, you know, one of your idols or somebody, you know.
Yeah. Stan wouldn't.
Yeah, he'll cry about Stan Lee. Oh, this is bullshit.
Nah, Stan wouldn't surprise me. He came up in the 40s, so.
That don't mean shit.
That ain't right.
That don't make it right.
That ain't right.
That's not gonna make it right.
Exactly.
And ma'am, when did you suffer the abuse from Stan Lee? 1957.
You probably had that madman mentality.
It was like the like you know, they're gonna say, well, why did you wait so long to say something, you know? Like I still go back whenever they say the length of time, I still go back to when Mae Young was pregnant on Raw and they asked her when her last period was. I mean, this is 1999 and she goes 1957, you know. So but anyways, I don't know.
I'm just saying, man, but when it, my whole thing is, if it's just one person, maybe two, you can get past. When he gets up into three and four and five and double digits, all right, everybody ain't lying.
And the thing that I find odd, I mean, it's not that I find it odd, because I know that somebody's in cahoots. NBC was quick with Matt Lauer to say that Matt never had a complaint filed against him. We knew nothing of any problems. Whatever. And yet, as the days went on, we found out, you know, people knew.
It was office gossip.
His office. People knew about his office.
Gossip.
Well,
somebody
told me he sodomized somebody. They fainted. And then he had his assistant just take her out the office.
I mean, it's not funny that they mess with women, man.
Of course not.
Geez, my knees.
But the problem is that it's the quantity It's the amount. It's the actions. It's not even normal actions anymore. Like I said, you didn't hear of Matt Lauer just inappropriately touching somebody. No. It's he's locking them in their office. He's giving dildos. He's making... He's saying...
Dirty. The old man calling you sitting at his desk with no pants on.
Well, sitting at the desk with no pants on, we've had that conversation.
We've had that discussion before, but that still doesn't justify.
But at his office desk.
Right. Yo, didn't you see Casino?
Casino, Robert De Niro didn't have pants on at his desk.
Yeah, but he wasn't a freaking congressperson.
If you're in your office by yourself, then you want to be comfortable, then they take the pants off.
But he wasn't by himself.
You know, you thought you could get away with, you know, getting some from these people.
I've been working for 20 years, almost 20 years. I don't think I've ever taken my pants off at work to be comfortable, you know, if I was alone. But whatever.
Yeah, probably.
I've had.
You got a 10:30.
I mean, what am I going to do? Grab my jeans?
You got a 10:30.
I got a 10:30. Okay, give me 2 minutes to put my pants on.
Oh, screw it. Come on in, Sally.
SmackDown's not having any creative things going on.
And I just want to say, when people describe you and they say you have on tighty whities, they ain't lying. I'm sorry. And you
white. Oh, yeah, because... Yeah.
Those are the draws. Those are the undergarment of choice for molesters. Tighty whities.
And old preverts.
Boxers. Old pervert. Exactly. Old white prevert.
Big yeah. Baggy boxers and tidy whiteys. And it has to be solid colored boxers too, by the way. Like, you know, like light blue or white, plain, very plain.
Plain white, tidy whiteys, man. Fruit of balloons. Oh man. They ain't lying. That mother did that. He did it. He touched them.
Ridiculous.
And what people don't understand is, man, when it go down and it happened to somebody in your family, bruh, you don't want to kill.
Of course.
I'm going to be like, well, we just going to look the other way. Mama, please. Touch my kid. I don't give a damn. I'm going to do that time, man. But bottom line, hashtag who's next? And Double A said it can't be Vince, so.
Can't be. Because we already know Vince has dirt, so. It wouldn't be a secret. You know, it has to be somebody like... We can't even say like Hogan because Hogan has stuff in his closet that we already know of. So.
But when Pat Patterson gonna get accused?
Oh, come on. He got accused already.
That's already been brought to the forefront.
That's already been brought to the forefront.
Yeah, you know.
I think it's gonna be something like somebody that you wouldn't suspect. You know,
Scott Steiner.
Maybe
I really expect Scott Steiner to somebody one of them. My Deja come out and be like Scott Steiner molest harass the hell out of me
in the back of a Shoney's.
Yes, in the back of a Shoney's. Oh my God,
a Shoney's he was looking to purchase.
Exactly, my Deja. Oh, my Deja.
All right.
Flair. It's going to be a Flair one, too.
Yeah, but Flair's not going to be a surprise, you know? That's going to be one of those things.
Breaking news.
That's not breaking news, you know? Well, okay. I guess that's it in terms of that. Surfer, what about you? Anything interesting with you?
Well, did I ever tell you, I told you I bought my Black Friday shopping experience a couple weeks ago?
No, because I was not on the air last week.
No.
So.
No, I said 2 weeks ago.
Well, you told us you were...
Okay. Well, then I'll start kind of from the beginning. So when I went out Black Friday shopping, I went out to get a gift for my mother. And I was getting her a Google Home Mini. Mm-hmm. And, you know, turns out everybody's having it on sale. So I got her one. And this weekend, I broke down and got myself one.
Okay.
Now, I couldn't pass it up because I had a $25 Walmart gift card. No, I mean, you know, I had the card. And I used the card and paid the extra in cash. And the thing is, because I got it from Walmart, it comes with a $25 credit for their for Walmart.com. So basically, I just paid $4 for a Google Home Mini.
Okay.
So I've been setting it up. You know, you can get questions answered. It'll go off as an alarm. You know, I got a Spotify hooked up so I can listen to music when I want, tell it, you know, what station I want to listen to. I can make phone calls on it and stuff. Just say, hey, dial so-and-so and it'll dial them for me.
Hmm. So you're enjoying it?
So far, I've only had it set up for like a day.
Have you cursed at it yet?
No.
Why not?
Google.
So now I'm ready to have the smart equipment to put in the house. I can just tell Google to lock the doors, turn the lights out, and turn on the porn, stuff like that, you know?
So the alarm, what song does it play for your alarm?
It just gives an alarm, that's all.
Oh.
I was testing, I told her to set an alarm for 5 minutes. And then the funny thing is, when it started going off, I thought somebody was calling me because I had made a call on there, and I thought somebody was calling me back. And I finally realized it was just the alarm going off.
Yeah.
But, yeah. $29, you should get one. Why they on sale?
Well, the my girlfriend's got a Dot.
Alexa, yeah.
So, and you know,
Daniel Bryan about to turn heel.
When I'm over there watching wrestling, and Alexa Bliss comes out, damn thing goes off all the time.
Does it go, Alexa Bliss? What do you want?
Well, I don't want, you know, I don't want it to do anything.
No, I mean, it's asking you what you want.
No, usually we just say Paul. Ignore it or whatever. You know?
And surfer ringtone when he surfer alarm when he ready to get up. If you smile. Oh no. Try to get up, okay?
No.
Like cool out his eyes.
Yeah. Probably just has something like a drop or something, you know.
Now,
you fairy.
You going to talk about the lawsuit, right?
What lawsuit? Oh.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, well, yeah, I know what you're going to talk about. We'll get there in a second.
Okay. Well, I know you're going to talk about when you get into the news.
We'll get there in a second.
But somebody getting sued?
Yeah, somebody's getting sued.
You know, I had a great caller on my show Sunday. We sat there and shared about the Avengers Infinity War trailer, and you know, the internet just hasn't calmed down from that yet.
Yeah,
not gonna stop.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Double A, you gotta get out that? And support the movie, man.
Yeah, supposedly I have to go see that. I have to go see Star Wars. A lot of movies apparently I have to go see.
Gotta see Black Panther too.
Black Panther, yep. You keeping tabs.
Anyways, real briefly. Next week is WWE week on the USA Network. Raw on Monday, SmackDown on Tuesday, NXT on Wednesday, and
tribute NXT to gonna be on USA.
It's gonna be on the USA Network this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And then tribute for the troops, which is, I believe, was taped earlier today on a basically like the Intrepid. They put a wrestling ring on a battleship out there in San Diego, and they taped an event. It'll be a two-hour special that'll air next Thursday night on the USA Network. And then, of course, WWE unofficially kicks off this Thursday night with the premiere of the new Psyched movie that features John Cena and Charlotte. And for those of you that are excited about WWE's tour of India and Abu Dhabi, well, you should be, because Triple H will be going up against Roman Reigns for the Intercontinental Championship in Abu Dhabi. So who knows? Maybe on Monday night.
Wait a minute.
The game is getting an Yes, the game is getting an Intercontinental Championship match.
Oh my Triple God! H what is this, 1998 again?
Triple H has a chance of becoming a four-time Intercontinental Champion.
And he hasn't hit the belt since what?
Since 2000, right? 2001. Excuse me.
Oh, 2001. I forget all about it.
First time he had the belt, he didn't rub anybody, right? He was just given to him by
Shawn Michaels. The last time he had a feud with Jeff Hardy for the Intercontinental title.
Yep. But he ended up losing the belt, actually, to Kane.
Yeah, you're right. Eventually he did.
That Judgment Day.
WWE announces that 205 Live is going to be going on tour. On its own tour, by the way. So that's going to start in January. We talked about before Thanksgiving how NXT will be moving to center stage in Atlanta. Let me see what else. The site of WrestleMania 3 finally came crumbling down. Took two attempts. The first blast on Sunday did not bring it down. It took another blast on Monday, yesterday, to bring the Pontiac Silverdome down. So
good old Silverdome.
So that's it. Another piece of wrestling history gone. So we lost two pieces of Hulk Hogan, or two locations where Hulk Hogan history took place. In less than 30 days. We lost the Silver Dome and we lost the Georgia Dome. So,
well, he won the title he lost the title there first. Right. Then he won the title back there.
They were state-of-the-art stadiums at one time. Now they're just being down like too old.
Let me see here.
As long as I don't mess with producers in Hollywood, it's fine.
Let me see what else we got here. Matt Hardy is now woken, as you saw last night on Monday Night Raw. That's as a result of the Anthem Sports dropping their lawsuits against the WWE and Matt Hardy about using the broken gimmick. So, let's see here. And I think that's it in terms of main news. There's another story here that we're going to touch on in a second here. But I think that's it. And of course, the story that Surfer was alluding to was John Cena being sued by Ford for $500,000 for selling a 2016 limited edition Ford Mustang that he was in an agreement that he had to own the car for at least 2 years before he could resell it.
I thought it was a GT.
GT Mustang.
Oh, yeah. it was a Mustang. I thought it was just a Gran Turismo. No,
I think it was a Mustang, but I'm not sure. You know, this is during my convalescence, so.
So deal was they gave it to him, and they got mad because he sold it.
Right, because part of the agreement to accept the car was he had to hold on to it for 2 years. So.
That's not the lawsuit, is it?
That is the lawsuit.
Oh, okay. So they're suing him for half a million dollars.
They're suing him for $500,000. Not a big deal. $500,000 is nothing, but still. I guess he'll get that for selling the car.
He made that in the WrestleMania, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's Nikki Bella, total Bella's money.
Hello to Pastor Sadell in the chat room, and hello to anybody that's tuning in and listening to us live all over the world. let me see here.
I bet they couldn't get $500,000 from Dean.
No, of course not.
Dean
back from his honeymoon.
Dean probably got $500,000 buried in a mattress. Dean got money in cookie jar.
Oh yeah.
He got money and
coffee cans.
Beer in the backyard. Coffee can.
In U-Ban coffee.
Hey, I need money to go shopping.
Get the shovel, Renee. I'll loan you some.
Renee!
Oh, too funny.
You gotta go dig.
Should start digging.
You gotta go dig. That shit up. He got money in the back of the closet and jacket pockets.
Yeah.
Oh, the jacket.
Yeah. There was a show years ago. I forgot the name of the show where these two old British women used to come and clean your house. And this one time they went to this woman's house, this African American woman's house, and she had clothes everywhere. In the house. Everywhere. So they start organizing the clothes, right? And they start going through the pockets. And what do they find in the pockets? Money. $5 here, $5 there. Long story short is after they went through all the pockets and all the purses and everything, and they put all the cash together, they found like $3,000 in loose money and all these clothes and stuff. I mean, I don't understand how you just have $3,000 in loose money. That you just, oops, I forgot that it was there.
Well, you don't trust the banks.
No, but it was like in their pockets. And like I remember one time my boss, he was going through his pockets, right, to see if he had any money. And he pulls out like $80, right? And he puts the money just like under the phone. And he forgot about it. And the money stayed there for like 2 or 3 weeks until one day I moved the phone and I see this money. I said, what the hell is this? I said, did you put money under the phone? And he goes, oh yeah, I did. I forgot about that. Like, there's people out there that are just careless like that.
Yeah, too much money.
They have too much money that they're just careless.
That's to let you know. You got too much money.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing when I go, you know, through the wash. And I pull out and I see, oh, wait, there's a dollar bill in the washing machine. You know, that's a big deal.
My lucky day.
It's my lucky day. But people that just have random money all over their pockets and this and that, ugh, no.
Dean got money buried at Roman House. He got money in Seth's basement.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You're damn right he
does. Hey! Go to Romans. Tell him to look behind his dryer.
You know,
in the dryer hole.
In the dryer vent.
It's about $200 over there. Tell Roman, look at the vent.
Call Seth.
I got about $2,000.
Call Seth. Tell him underneath the tank lid in the toilet, there's a white envelope with $64.50 in there.
Who the hell has $64
at 50 cents?
These guys, random numbers of money. Go to my mom's house. Look behind a coffee can and the bread box. It's $23.50.
They don't use bread boxes anymore, Dean. My mom does.
She does.
She does.
Oh, shit. He done hung out over seen the house one time. He has some money over there. Go to John's. Look behind Nikki's wigs. He snuck all the way to the bedroom.
I left $50. I left $50 in the trap door of the toaster. You know where the crumbs collect? There's a $50 bill in there.
Damn it, Dean, I'm stuck in this. I don't trust banks, Renee. You knew this when we got together.
Or, you know, or Dean's sitting there on the couch watching TV, and Renee walks in with a bag from Bed Bath & Beyond. And they're like, what'd you buy? I had to buy a new toaster. Ours blew up. What? Yeah, I threw our toaster away because it blew up. I had $65 in there. Did you pull the money? I didn't know you had money. Why do you put money in the toaster, Dean? Why do you gotta ask so many damn questions, Renee?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And speaking of
total, he's got money stashed
everywhere. You know, he's got money inside the shower head in the shower, like you got to unscrew the head from the spigot.
Yeah, I got about $2,000, and it's about $2,000 in the shower head, Renee. $2,000. He got money in Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella's daughter room. He's babysitting one night.
The toilet
like
seat's
a place like an house.
The toilet seat's hollowed out, Renee. Okay, I slipped all the money.
You probably can lift up that whole toilet unit.
Exactly.
Pick up the toilet. You got millions of dollars buried around the plumbing.
Renee, never throw.
Dude, what the hell?
Renee, never throw the toilet paper roll away. I keep pizza money inside the roll, okay? Jeez. And speaking of total divas, this past week, Lana made a complete fool out of herself on Total Divas and went apeshit on Nia Jax. Nice.
About what?
Nia basically, Lana went in and basically told everybody that they don't know how to act, they don't know how to do promos, and they don't know how to wrestle, but yet Alexa, Nia, and Natalya, who were all involved in this conversation, were all like main event stars for the women's divisions. And Lana was like an afterthought, and she took offense to it. Like, I bust my ass. You guys don't do shit. And you're in the spotlight and this and that. And Nia's like, whoa, take it easy there, Sparky. You know? It was pretty...
And now this week, Rusev is bringing up kids, and Rusev giving the Ike Turner treatment. Shit the fuck up in front of them.
Don't talk about that in public.
Talk about this. She shut up on you too. Too
funny.
She is. It's hella Rusev, man. You probably put it in the damn Steiner recliner for real.
I think that's it for news. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we touch on what happened last night on Monday Night Raw? Because not much happened on Raw last night.
What else is new?
What else is new? Where in the world?
I mean, on Raw.
You know, it's that time of year, folks. You know, where we're gearing up here. The thing is, this week they phoned it in because they probably had to prepare for the Tribute to the Troops thing. And then we're gearing up for the 25th anniversary of Raw, which is coming up in about 6 weeks' time. I will be at Monday Night Raw on January 1st. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
To see down in your neck of the woods.
It'll be in Miami. I'll be there January 1st.
SmackDown.
SmackDown must be in your neck of the woods.
Really?
It must be, I'm assuming. Either that or Tampa or something like that.
Oh, did you hear that Brock might be going to SmackDown in 2018?
Oh, my God. That's going to be interesting. Oh, by the way, I will touch on this. So NXT airing on the USA Network on Wednesday. It's part of WWE Week. It's nothing special, but it's also they're using it as a barometer. They're trying to see the ratings of NXT. They're trying to see how the ratings turn out. And that when WWE has to go to the negotiating table next year for a new television deal for the USA Network, they want to swap the third hour of Monday Night Raw and air NXT on Wednesday night instead. And that way they can reduce Raw to 2 hours.
That will be
start great. Raw at 8 or start Raw at 9?
We don't know that. Those details we don't know. Probably at 9, I would assume.
I'm asking, what would you do?
I would start it at 9.
So
I think awesome. Wrestling. I think wrestling
so
at
8 to 9. We'll get an episode, a rerun of Chrisley Knows Best,
something like that.
or NCIS,
or Law and Order, or some goofy shit like that. So
the cards.
It's we're gonna see what happens. Show. It's gonna be very interesting to see what happens. That's for sure. That's for damn sure. I guess that's it in terms of news. Last night on Raw, though, I'm getting tired of Jason Jordan.
You gonna get that Intercontinental title shot at Royal Rumble, probably.
Oh.
Because the rumor is Bowman might not even be in the Rumble.
Give Jordan a break, man. He got yelled at by his pappy.
Maybe,
you know how that is?
Maybe,
yelled
maybe,
at on TV by your pappy.
Maybe Triple H will defeat Roman in Abu Dhabi and then lose the title to Jason Jordan.
Well, the rumor is that I want to know if either you heard the rumor that the Brock and Bowman thing might be off.
Yeah, they always talk about it.
It's always been the thing. There was a very good article the other day that outed Dave Meltzer as being a liar, and that Dave has zero connections in the WWE now, and that pretty much everything that Dave Meltzer has been saying has been fabricated in the last year to 18 months.
Oh, so he just guessing like anybody else?
Mm-hmm. It's about time he comes off his high horse. He thinks of himself as the messiah of wrestling news.
Of wrestling news. I mean, he's no Mike Tenay, you know. But if I hope that's one rumor, I hope is true. I'm hoping. So, I just want to know if either one of y'all have heard that. That they might go in another direction.
I had not heard that, but you know, Lee chiming in on the whole NXT thing. I always have hated Dave Meltzer.
I hear it in your voice. Who do you hate worse, him or Samoa Joe?
I hate Dave Meltzer the worst.
Okay.
I can tolerate Samoa Joe. I can't stand Dave Meltzer. He's the Antichrist. Dave Meltzer has done more damage for this business than anybody. I've said, you know, we can say all we want that Vince Russo killed WCW and things like that, but I think Dave Meltzer has done more damage to wrestling than anybody else.
Would you pee on Dave Meltzer if he was on fire, sir?
I don't know.
Like, let it burn.
I'd be like, surfer, can you help him?
Oh, poor Dave.
You should never wish ill upon people, because
I don't.
On you one day.
I don't. Well, listen, I don't want anybody peeing on me.
R. Kelly.
Would you spit on somebody to put the fire out?
Oh, spitting is disgusting.
A lot of spit.
Who do I hate? Oh, Lee. Okay, Lee asked a very intelligent question. Who do I hate more, Dave Meltzer or Jim Herd?
Oh, man.
Easy answer. One. Easy answer for me. Dave Meltzer.
Even more than Jim Herd?
Yes, because I'm going to tell you why. Dave Meltzer is responsible for kayfabe dying, which I think we'd be better off if there was still some kayfabe in wrestling. Jim Herd was just an idiot.
They didn't know what the hell he was doing.
And I'm sure in the 2 years that Jim Herd ran WCW, Jim Herd didn't even know the meaning of kayfabe. So I don't fault him for being an idiot. You know, you could be upset at Jim Herd for a lot of things, and I am upset at Jim Herd. But I can't fault somebody that I can't despise somebody who was put in a position that they were not qualified for. Listen,
for ignorance, basically.
I you know, exactly. Now, we're not talking Jim Herd is like Donald Trump. No. It's not like that. It's very different. I would not go and work at a Burger King because I don't know how to work at Burger King. But people should not be, you know, chastising me and be bitter towards me if I worked at a Burger King and put in a position where I don't know what to do and I had to figure things out on the fly. That's how I look at it. But that doesn't make what Jim Herd did right. So don't construe me there, but Dave Meltzer's the worst out of the two, for sure. You can quote me on that.
Now can you dig that?
Exactly. You know, if I had my druthers, and if I could say if you came to me and said, listen, you can only interview one or the other for your show, who would it be? Dave Meltzer or Jim Herd? I would take Jim Herd in a heartbeat. You'd have to do a lot of convincing for me to ever talk to Dave Meltzer.
Can't be professional?
No. I couldn't do it.
You know what? But you know what, Double A? You brought up Vince Russo, I think you mentioned now.
Vince Russo's a cancer.
In WCW. Mm-hmm. That angle they were doing with him and Bischoff, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad. No. It was not bad. But Vince Russo ultimately is the reason why the promotion went out of business. You know?
I was just looking like, because I, you know, I go marathons and Nitro stuff.
Yeah, Lee just goes, using your Burger King illustration, nobody can fault John Cena or Roman Reigns. And that is true. Can't fault John Cena. Can't fault Roman Reigns. But there is a big difference between John Cena and Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Big difference.
Because John Cena got the charisma
mm-hmm.
that Roman Reigns should be praying for every night he closes his eyes and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He should never have a microphone in his hand.
Roman Reigns never. Has the personality of a sack of sand.
Like watching paint dry.
You know?
I would love to hear him tell a joke.
You know, get up there and I don't
really,
know.
Really, John, really.
Let's
why did the chicken cross the road?
Let's
get to the other side.
But wait a minute. Tony, see, I'm going to bring it up to speed here, and I'm going to say something that's going to make everybody think, okay? And here comes Lee. I'm going to tell Lee on the air at this. All right.
Oh, my God.
Lee.
Come.
So, let's not let this week's in wrestling news distract you from the fact that Roman Reigns is over as fuck with the fans right now.
I'm not. I will give you that he is over, but I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, when you wear you treat the Intercontinental title like a sack of potatoes and just throw it over your damn shoulder.
That
like,
I haven't got a problem like, with. Nah. I've got a big problem.
The Ultimate Warrior swung around over there.
That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right.
That's a difference. Exactly.
I'm not saying they made it right. I'm just saying nobody can blame the Warriors. I'm tired of just people attacking Roman Reigns.
Right. Listen,
if you can go back into the annals of time and find another wrestler doing the exact same thing or worse.
Lee,
I'm sick of it.
Lee, I can't complain about something that happened 30 years ago. Okay? Well, I can only complain about things that happened in 2017.
Dolph Ziggler won a championship on his hand.
Huh?
What?
I didn't complain when Dolph Ziggler used to wear the championship on his ass and...
At least he wore it around his waist. But, exactly. But that's besides the point.
Your
that's besides
throw
the
it
point.
On his shoulder like some dirty laundry.
To go back to the thing, the John Cena Roman Reigns comparison, and John Cena having the charisma and the personality. I can't wait to see a Roman Reigns movie. Okay, hasn't happened yet. But we're going to have a Roman Reigns movie one
that
day.
That shit never happened.
Hold on, hold on. Let's back up. Who would have thought Batista would have made a good actor?
Yes, exactly. These are both everyone.
But that character that he played.
No, but Batista. But Batista had a little bit of personality and a little bit of charisma. There's a difference.
I mean, y'all talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's been in some star roles, like he could act.
I never said Arnold.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger's greatest acting performance was in Kindergarten Cop. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Arnold had a presence and he was all charisma. Because if you ever watched the remake to Total Recall, it's just lacking compared to the one Arnold did.
I got it,
but there's other reasons. It's just not Arnold's presence. There's other reasons for that, but. I'll say that Hogan never put out any movie. Hogan ain't put out no movie that was worth paying. No roles he was going into. Hogan did.
Well,
wait a minute. I'm not talking that role.
Name one
that
good movie Hogan did.
Role is iconic. What you mean?
No, name a movie Hogan did.
Rocky III.
Did he do one of those Three Ninja movies or some shit like that?
Yes, he did.
Yep. Three Ninjas.
Rocky 3 was comparable to Macho Man being Spider-Man. I don't like it.
No, hell. Hell no. And by the way...
Y'all gonna stop talking trash about Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is over with the
fans. I got a question.
Y'all can't handle it.
Oh,
Mr. Reigns' agent. Why didn't they call
him? Not every Tuesday I tune in. And y'all want to talk trash about Roman Reigns, just give that man his crown.
I'm asking you a question. Can you allow me that? For that role of Ferdinand the Bull, didn't you think they call Vince about booing too?
Sometimes you can't call them booing because they're not getting booed. Number two.
But I'm asking you a question.
Roman Reigns don't belong in the booth.
Can you answer that question?
You answer it again?
Did they call or ask for him to play Ferdinand the Bull?
Yeah. Did they ask him to voice the Bull in that new animation movie?
Who, Roman Reigns?
Okay, that's a no. My second question to you.
No, I'm sorry, you asked me if they called Roman Reigns or John Cena.
Did they call Vince McMahon and ask him about Boomin playing that role?
No, because Roman Reigns not trying to be in no movies. The only person that got in movies is The Miz, John Cena, The Miz, and a bunch of female wrestlers.
Usually wrestlers don't start getting movie roles, so they've been around for... I mean, not that Roman Reigns is young as far as how long he's been in the business.
All right, I'm gonna debunk what you just said right now.
Dean Ambrose
that got a movie, so.
Doesn't matter.
You would have thought by now that Roman Reigns the. You know, the guy in WWE. Because these WWE movies don't take that long to shoot. So.
Okay. When he gets in a movie, he's not going to be like, look, this is the thing. Everybody knows, including everyone who's been in these WWE movies, none of them don't mean a damn. That's why The Rock hasn't been in any of them.
John Cena's first.
Oh, that was a WWE movie.
The Rock was a Hollywood movie, but because he was. He didn't have the right.
Get him, sir.
You know, the WWE got, you know, producers credit. But that wasn't a WWE movie.
Tony C hopes that Roman Reigns fails just as much as people hope that CM Punk comes back. That's how Tony C is. And Tony C, he's beating Brock Lesnar for that championship, and ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
You're right about that. You know what, Lizzie, you're right. But I just want to know why he hasn't took over the 12-round franchise from Randy Orton.
Who wants that while The Miz I signed it?
No, The Miz got the Marines. See, you missed. You wrong on that one now. Miz got the Marine. But Dean Ambrose and Randy Orton took over 12 rounds.
Why the hell? Everybody getting John Cena sloppy second.
Hey, and what we getting the knucklehead too?
That's going to be the Roman Reigns movie.
Hey, Double A, what was Triple H's movie called?
The Chaperone.
That's right.
Actually,
Triple
H, if he really wanted to be in Hollywood, he could have, because he was in Blade 3.
He was in Blade 3.
He had opportunities, but
Trinity.
I wonder why they don't put Jinder Mahal in a Bollywood movie.
That'll be it. It's coming. Give it time. It's coming.
I just want to know, Leezy, how come they didn't ask your boy to be on Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night and on the Today Show on Thursday?
John Cena is going to be the face of WWE until he leaves.
But when is...
It ain't going to be Roman Reigns. It ain't going to be Brock Lesnar. It ain't going to be AJ Styles.
That Roman Reigns will never sit up there with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda.
They ain't got no V105 for that.
Nope.
The Warrior went on
Maury, didn't he?
No, you're not going to do.
I don't know about Maury, but
yeah, to see if that kid though is he?
I get Kathy Lee Gifford, her Ultimate Warrior wrestling buddy.
Yeah.
Listen, they gave me a shot at that press conference.
And he was going to City Hall.
No. You're not going to play it to the left. Double A, it happened right here in my city. They gave Boomin a shot. And what he did, he couldn't even get the time of day right. Get your ass off the stage.
He'll get a role before Brock Lesnar get a role. And furthermore,
Brock don't want to do no more.
Okay, who say Roman want to do him? You always try to play. The point of the matter is this, Tony. You salty because Roman Reigns ain't getting booed now. And everybody's paying for him.
Roman Reigns is going to end up on Sesame Street.
They doing the same thing they did for Goldberg.
He get more chairs than Cena was getting when Cena was split down the middle.
Brock doesn't have outgoing personality to do movies. Like he said it himself. He don't like being around people.
He just want to be around the farm and Sable and his kids. I can't fault nobody for that.
But Tony, see, you make me choke on my Perrier. Look,
Hollywood ain't got enough V105. And enough water to keep booming hell with. Enough for him.
You can say what you want. The bottom line is this: you can say whatever you want, crack all the jokes you want. He's coming home with that cheesy ass Universal Championship, and we can get a Brock Lesnar's piss poor run. Because that's what it's been: piss poor and a disgrace. And if you want to talk about it, he does have the number. He does have the number one championship on Raw. Because that SmackDown, I mean that Raw World Championship, that Universal Championship. Hey, look, he got it. And your boy, he defends his championship. He made cameo appearances.
He's never been a mid card. He's never needed a mid card title. Never. The only mid card Brock ever did was King of the Ring qualifying, man. That's it.
Because you know why? You like them ones that's dirty, that just want to be over, and then when they can't have their way, they run. Like Hogan. Hogan would never be a mid card champion. Well, I take that back. Hogan did settle for a tag team championship.
That's right.
Because he must have been. Look, and I bet you if Hogan come back and be like Ric Flair, I bet you he'd take whatever they can give him. If he come back now, I bet you that he'd take whatever they give him. If Hogan got his foot back in the door, he would take whatever they give him.
Mark my words. Boomin is being disrespectful to all the Intercontinental Champions before him by slapping that belt over his shoulder with the base of it hanging off, you just treating it like you going to the laundromat.
All right, let me ask you a question, Tony. Let me ask you a question as a WCW fan. Gimmicks out, gimmick aside. No, forget all part of the gimmick. What's more disrespectful? Honest answer, and I want you to really think about it. Don't just throw it out there to be a smart ass. What's more disrespectful? Roman Reigns throwing Intercontinental Championship over his shoulder, or Hulk Hogan spraying the coveted World Heavyweight Championship?
But that was part of the gimmick.
No. Because you don't know if this part of the gimmick or not. With Roman Reigns, I didn't ask you that. I asked you what's more disrespectful.
Okay, hold on.
Don't sound like Judge Joe Brown. You mean to tell me that you... No.
So you mean to tell me that Roman Reigns, his gimmick is to throw the title and treat the title like that as a face.
He ain't a good guy or a bad guy. He's a good guy. He's been saying that for years. Oh, so don't try to be face here with that. Because a face ain't going to try to kill. A face is not going to try to kill Braun Strowman. So he's neither one. All right? The Shield is neither one. Because look, faces wouldn't have came out there. A face wouldn't have came out there and beat up on Braun Strowman like the Shield did 3-on-1 unprovoked. So they are faces. All right? What I'm asking you is this. What's more disrespectful? You have a world championship that was held by the great Ric Flair, Sting, Rick Rude, all these people, and Hogan turned around and spray painted it. You don't tell me that's disrespectful? As a WCW fan, that world championship, that wasn't disrespectful? No, whatever. You need your tongue tied. I'm done with you, Tony. You don't mean that.
That was not a part of. That was a part of.
You don't mean that. Even if you said it's on the same level, I would give you that. But to say that Roman Reigns doing by throwing it over his shoulder, whatever, man.
You need to put the belt equally on his shoulder or around his waist, not throw it over his shoulder like a
sacrifice. And I've seen people take championships and throw it out the ring. Please, if you want to use that logic, then anyone who don't put it around their waist is disrespecting it. I mean, Stone Cold disrespected it. The Rock disrespected it. The Rock threw it. Look, he swung it over when he threw his arm up in the air. Come on, man. Go sit down somewhere. You need several seats. You'll holler about Hulk Hogan desecrated that championship. Well, all right, I got one for you. What's worse, what Roman did or what Paige did to the NXT Women's Championship?
What he's doing is borderline on the same plateau as Mr. Perfect did to it.
I ask you, no. What's worse, what Roman did or what Paige did to that NXT Women's Championship?
What did she do? I haven't seen that.
You don't know what she did?
I don't recall.
Does anybody want to call Candice Shell what Paige did to the championship?
I don't recall.
Didn't she have? Wasn't the title included in those private films?
Was she slurping nut up off some champions that championship? So what's more disrespectful, Tony C?
She was the
silent night over there, huh?
She was the first champion, though. So.
Anyway, but I ain't called to hijack the show. I just called to mess with Tony C because I couldn't help but when I was watching that show last night and I was listening to all those cheers, think about how. Oh, and you too, Deontay Baker. I know you don't listen to the show. I know you just post on the group page. But woken Matt Hardy. Don't try to jump on the bandwagon now. That goes for all of y'all. Don't try to jump on the bandwagon now. Because when I tell y'all about the brilliance of Broken Hardy, everybody was like, oh, that's phony, that's weak. Don't try to cheer for it now.
Are we getting a hero too?
I don't even care. I personally don't like it. And I thought that promo was ridiculous.
Baby's going to step back in the ring.
God almighty.
I agree with AA on that. I think that was one of the weakest promos they did. It had the stench of WWE on it. You could tell that they watered it down. Because after I watched it, I went back and watched his older stuff in TNA, and that was just amazing.
Yeah, but you got to understand, this seems
goofy.
This was just the first promo, though.
Yeah, it seems goofy, though, with the laugh and all that, though. I want him to come out and be a legit threat.
I mean, let's...
I need to see a dilapidated boat. I need to see fireworks. I need to see a volcano.
I think the laughing was...
I need to see tasers from Samuel Benjamin. I need to see all of that stuff.
You need to see the Rock and Roll Express.
I need to see the Rock and Roll Express. I need them to bring back the original... not the original. I need to see them bring back the Midnight Express and challenge them. I need to see Vanguard 1 teleport them over to Japan to challenge for it. I'm telling you, this is stuff I need to see. And not fool around with Bray. But let's not sell Bray Wyatt short. That man can cut a promo.
Oh, no, Bray, yeah. But this is just...
Bray is broke. He reminds me of Jake the Snake, the way he cuts promos, and I think people sleep on him.
Yeah! I mean, that's silly.
But that whole arena was erupting when that's the thing that really gets me. When people always say stuff like, oh, but the WWE Universe isn't going to know who this person is. But then these people come out and everybody cheers for them. Mm-hmm. When Gallows and Anderson came out, they got a lukewarm reception. I think some people didn't know who they were. But they were over in Japan.
Right.
But if you're in the States and you flicking through the station, people see. They may not stick around and watch it. They may not know everybody. But, I mean, if they're on the internet, they know who these people are. They know who these people are. And, I mean, they need to do something because otherwise Hardy coming back was just, what else are they doing? I mean, I thought that was the whole purpose. And they can stop calling them the Hardy Boys because they damn near 50 years old almost.
No. Yeah. And the old outfits don't just look. It's like the Rock and Roll Express still coming out.
And get rid of that stupid music, too.
I want to know what music they're going to give. I hope they give him a piano version of his Matitude song.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That piano version? That would sound awesome. You just look. Double A, you know what? It takes a while for the stench of TNA to wear off of stuff for you to like it. Look, because you hated Samoa Joe, and now you don't mind
Samoa Joe. I tolerate Samoa Joe.
Tell me what Samoa Joe is doing right now. WWE isn't good.
Oh no, I agree that it's entertaining. Yeah, I want to see him. I want to see him take out Roman Reigns.
Hadn't he made himself a legit? Well, hadn't he made himself? But okay, even when he was against Brock, out of all people Brock went against, Samoa Joe was more of was probably one of the most believable threats.
Yeah.
I mean, and size wise, I wouldn't believe it. But then the way, you know, they booked it and everything, it looked like Samoa Joe could have beat him.
Right.
Yeah, out of most of the matches Brock had this year, Joe was probably the best one because it came across as very physical, and you know, it made you believe for at least a quick second Joe may take it from him.
Right.
That's what we want out of wrestling. We want to believe for a second that person might actually win.
Right. No, I agree.
Otherwise, it's a throwaway match.
Win that belt.
Say it again.
Did anybody think Braun Strowman was going to win the belt
from Brock?
I thought it was too soon. Well,
it was a little
too
soon.
I don't think
Braun
Strowman had it.
I thought the timing was just a little too early for him. I think there should have been a little bit.
Yeah, I think he had no business in the world title match. He had no business in there.
It should have been built a little bit more and things like that, but.
And I like Braun Strowman a lot, but I don't think he had any business in. The same thing he did with Ryback back in the day. Why was Ryback feuding with CM Punk? We're like, come on.
There's nothing else going on.
I'm still here.
You're still there?
I'm just eating chicken wings.
Oh, okay. Oh man!
I don't know. I just wanted to come. I just wanted to call Double A and share that. I hadn't talked to y'all in a while, but I just wanted to get it. I should have known, but I wasn't gonna get it. I just wanted Tony C to admit that. Oh, I just want him to say three words. Actually, five. Roman Reigns was over last night.
I'm gonna say happy belated birthday, brother. I know I missed
that's
it.
That's actually sick. Oh, whatever. All y'all motherfuckers missed me. I was so hurt. I was like, where's my family? A day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's actually true. It was a day late. Oh, man.
That's all right, though. I know. I see how y'all do.
You and Tony C go dark on Facebook. You know?
I wasn't dark.
I know you were not dark.
I haven't been dark.
But you've been back and forth. You bounce around. Tony C... I think Tony C probably forgot how to log on to Facebook at this point. But, which you need to get on Facebook just at least to view what's going on sometimes. But, because let me tell you something. Sometimes there's some silliness on there that is just, it'll just sit back and make you chuckle. You know, because we got people.
Give us an example, Double A.
An example. We've
got people doing. We got people running. We got people running GoFundMes and all types of stuff.
We've got people. Anyway, we've got people that are, constantly berating women on social media, yet bragged when they finally achieved the pinnacle and got themselves a date. Jesus.
Wait a minute.
That's true, too.
Oh, my God, date?
Somebody got a date, and I ain't talking about Greg Jones. Whom, by the way, got into a social media spat with Phil over soda, whether it's soda or pop. But whatever.
What y'all call it down there?
Soda.
Soda?
Okay, I know Surfer calls it soda.
Yes, Surfer calls it soda.
Soda.
But and by the way, speaking of Surfer, it's been confirmed that the Takeover Club will be invading Philadelphia Royal Rumble weekend.
They will make Surfer an honorary member.
I don't know if they'll make Surfer an honorary member.
Tickets already?
They've got their tickets.
They got to make a Takeover Club shirt with Surfer on the face on it.
What was that, Surfer?
Nobody called me up to see if I wanted to sit next to him.
Well, you call them up and see if something can be done. You know, or buy.
They're not donating seats, Surfer. You got to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no joke. Oh.
Oh, man.
James Kaplan ticket.
But yeah, they're going to be.
So, Tony, can you just say it? Oh, you said they're going to Rumble?
They're going to Takeover, which is the night before the Rumble. And then I think after that, they're just going to invade Philadelphia. And I told them they just need to take a potato sack and kidnap a Surfer.
They're doing four nights. They're doing Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I have no idea what they're doing. I know they're going to be down there on Saturday night.
No, I'm talking about the WWE.
They're doing four nights.
Yeah.
So,
I want Phil to do one of them old black and white NWO videos, with the music in the background. That new world order.
They should. I mean, after all, they did the. It was after they went to. Where was it that they went to? Where was it that they that these clowns went to? They were dressed in suits and they went to the bar afterwards, and they did the Four Horsemen.
Weren't they at like a? Yeah, they were in a store. They were in some restaurant. I remember that.
I think it may have been Tank's funeral.
It might have been after that. They had Rage with him, and he looked like Mr. Hughes.
Exactly. And then they went to a bar after the funeral.
Yeah, and he was dressed up, and he looked like Mr. Hughes. Mm-hmm. No, he had the mohawk. He looked like Viscera.
Speaking of Tank, somehow he beat me in fantasy football this weekend.
Wow.
Shut up, I'm hanging up on you.
You know it's bad when a dead person beats you in fantasy football.
I know. Surfer, come on, yo. That's crazy, yo.
That's like
Surfer, you need to shut up, Surfer.
That's like Problem Child coming on here and shouting all of us down. You know?
No, that's like, you know what's crazy? When you log into Skype and Problem Child logged in?
Yeah, that's still freaky when that happens.
Don't that spook you out?
Oh, yeah.
It is freaky when that happens.
Yeah.
You be sitting there on Skype and say, the Problem Child has just logged in? Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Like, watch out, Bully Ray. You about to get it, Bully Ray.
Yeah, thank God he retired. I think they need to go and show Surfer a good time during TakeOver. They need to go and
I think Wednesday, so he's going up there. Ain't Nick German going up there?
Nick German will be up there. Choppy will be there. The Domingos will be there.
That's my boy.
Take them to the proper places to get food. And
Phil will be there. Mikey will be there. Rage will be there.
I'm going to smack him.
Choppy is the man.
Yeah, he is.
That's all I'm going to say.
Choppy is the
Choppy's
man.
Awesome.
Choppy is
Shout
the
out
man.
To Choppy.
And let me see here. Oh, I know what I can talk about now that Lee's on the air here. And Tony C's still listening, too. I forgot to mention this a few weeks ago, but I can mention it now because you mentioned Choppy, and there's a common thread with Choppy and Lee and Tony C and myself, and that's Power Rangers. Now, if you recall, a while ago, we did the Power Rangers Roundtable, which was good. Mm-hmm. So I went back and I started watching the Japanese version of Zio, which is available on Shout TV. You know, it's difficult to follow the storyline when it's in Japanese, but when there's subtitles, you follow along the best that you can. About 40 episodes in, okay, they introduce an incest storyline.
I don't believe that. I'm not, Lee,
I swear to God. And I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to explain it to you. So this is what happened. Do you remember in Power Rangers Zeo that Prince Sprocket's brother and his wife came to help out the Machine Empire?
I stopped watching when he got to that certain parts of the Zeo.
Tony C, do you remember that? He must be sucking the meat off those bones.
Yep.
Okay, you remember that. Okay. All right. So, that was the American version now, okay? In the Japanese version, what happened was Prince Sprocket was decapitated. Okay? Very graphic, by the way. They kill everybody. They cut their heads off and all that stuff. Anyways, so King Mondo brings, who's already dead, somehow brings Prince Sprocket back to life. But Prince Sprocket is now a full-grown man. And the character that they play in Zeo as the brother is actually Prince Sprocket. But they, you know, they don't explain it that way in the American version. In the Japanese version, Prince Brockett is no more. He's a grown man. And what happens is his cousin comes in to help run the machine empire. And the cousin and him get married and they have a kid together. That's nice. That is the incest storyline.
The cousin and him get married and have a child.
Yeah, the cousin married the cousins married each other and had a child.
Wow, that's a Japanese food.
They must be from Mississippi or Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas.
Rockerville.
It was. I was shocked, and but yeah. So if you want to go see some Power Rangers incest.
Japanese, all kinds of stuff on TV that they wouldn't put
all in. That stuff, that Japanese stuff is weird on there. I have to look at it, like especially live action stuff. I'm like, what in the world are they doing? Like when they do their transformations now for Power Rangers over there, they just can't transform. They do like these weird dances and hops and jumps and shaking their behinds. And it's interesting. One day I put on YouTube all morph scenes, the Japanese version, the U.S. version. It took. It was a long video, but I was like, wow.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that, though.
I don't want to change the subject, but I want to ask you real quick. Did anybody on the call, I didn't see it yet, happen to see the table with three with Sting, Ric Flair?
I did. I did. And it was actually, it was pretty good. Now here's the caveat. The table for three was filmed during WrestleMania weekend. And was slated to be released around the time that Ric Flair got sick, and the special was shelved. Now that Flair's better, they decided to release it. So, but it was pretty good. They talked about a lot of stuff. They talked about. It wasn't like too.
Who did Steamboat get pissed at?
Nothing.
I thought it was a scene in there where he was like, "I was." It seemed like it was a heated thing. I don't know if that was just to get people to watch.
No. He was talking. They talked about their rivalries. They talked about how the three of them one time in WCW opted not to ride in the bus in Germany, so they rented a BMW. And went 140 miles on the Autobahn together, or some garbage like that. And there was a few. There was some good stories there. There was some real good stories with the table for three, with Flair and Steamboat.
The one part I did see, because I got to see the whole thing, where Flair was talking about. I didn't see the whole thing because I had to leave, but I saw the part where he was talking about. When the horseman turned on Sting?
Yeah.
Was Pillman and Anderson against Flair and Sting?
Yep. He talked about
how he set that whole thing up.
He talked about how that was one of the greatest turns ever. I don't know about that, it being the greatest turn ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far with him. Flair thinks everything.
Sting says that the best heat was the one in Corpus where he got hurt.
It wasn't like Flair had been this babyface for years and years, and he made a turn. It's like he was a heel who got into a feud with other heels, so he really didn't turn.
Well, that was what, 95?
95, yeah.
Yep.
He had just turned on Sting in 95, remember?
Yeah.
With Sherry. Sting was there. It wasn't like Flair, like Surface said. I mean, it didn't surprise me when he did it. I thought it was kind of messed up. I was like, wow, he did it again. And that was my reaction. Wow, he did it again.
Let me see here if I can...
It was better when Elizabeth turned on him and beat the hell out of him with that bat. That's what they need to talk about.
Now, that was the one. when he turned his back and Elizabeth beat... Yeah, that did it for me, too.
She had on that Sting. She had on the Sting dress and everything at Starrcade 2000. No, that was Starrcade 99. My bad.
I'm trying to queue up here the thing where they were talking about the turn here. Hold on.
Yeah, no, I went in, and 6 days later, Dr. Andrews did surgery on
him. Rewind it a little bit here. They talked about how Flair has lost about 4 or 5 Rolex watches.
Obviously, so he's going to come out after me now.
It was pretty good. It was short. It was only 17 minutes, but it was good. Hold on, I think I got it queued up here.
Good it was in Detroit where I tagged you.
Oh yeah,
we beat up Stinger, right?
That was old school heat, though.
It was brutal because we set it up so good.
Yeah. That one and the Corpus Christi one, that was the real heat.
We were in the Corpus Christi. And this is a legendary story. It was the Clash of Champions. We gave Sting, at the top of the show, 2 hours to make up his mind whether he'd join the Horsemen or not, right?
You were in the cage. I was supposed to come into the cage. I jumped the cage and tried to climb it, but on the way down, the knee blew out.
Yeah. And it's a telltale tore. His leg is swinging like this. I didn't know it.
I'm hobbling on my right leg. The left leg is just swinging around from the knee down. Just it was grotesque. I put my hand down there like that and felt the kneecap was way up
the hole.
My quad. You know? So I knew the patella was gone, so I'm telling Dillinger and Wahoo, tell Rick, because Rick starts climbing the cage. He was waiting for me to come in. I couldn't make it, obviously, so he's going to come out after me now. I mean, the angle was so hot, he didn't want to...
The crowd was going crazy.
Oh, yeah, he smelled blood, so he was coming after me. I mean, here comes Flair.
Not knowing about your knee.
Knowing about the knee.
Flair is at the door! He's out! Flair is out of the
cage! He jumps over the top of these guys. I've got him up here like this. He's tearing me apart. And I'm hobbling on one leg, carrying him like this.
Wanted the angle to be successful?
No.
I didn't know. God, it was terrible.
Yeah. Finally got
Brian filming. Said, Sting's hurt. I said, why did he get hurt?
You know, the way I would have seen that thing finished up with him not knowing about your knee, is that he's trying to put the figure four on you.
No, that wouldn't have worked.
No, at that point in time, I was finally alerted by Pillman. He's hurt.
I went in, and 6 days later, Dr. Andrews did surgery on me.
The business can be rough. I'm very blessed.
There we go. That's a small smattering of the table for three.
What's your favorite table for three so far to date?
Oh, boy. My favorite one? I don't know, because there's two of them with Dean Ambrose, and he eats like a slob.
yeah.
Oh, God.
Why did Renee marry him?
What was that?
Why did Renee marry him?
To try to civilize him. To try to clean him up.
You can't civilize him. Man,
he's like a slob on
us. You know what? I gotta go back and watch a couple of them, because there's some that I haven't seen. Like, I didn't see the one with Bruno. I didn't see the one with I haven't seen the one with Scott Hall, Diamond Dallas Page, and X-Pac. I haven't seen that one yet. There's a handful of them I haven't seen. I didn't see this one either. Stan Hansen, Larry Zbysko, and Bob Backlund. I didn't see that one.
I didn't know that was on it.
Yeah, there's a handful on here. I think the most entertaining one, at least in recent memory, was Jim Cornette, Eric Bischoff, and Michael Hayes.
I would have liked it better if it was Jim Cornette, Eric Bischoff, and Vince Russo.
Oh, for God's sakes. you know that that's never going to happen.
I'm trying to figure out the episode. It was a WWF show from the 90s. I can't remember what it was. It was kind of like, remember they used to do that show where fans could call in with Michael Cole? I can't remember what it was.
Bite this.
But it had Vince Russo.
Oh, no. That was Livewire.
Yeah, Livewire.
It was like Livewire, but it had Jim Cornette and Vince Russo on there together.
That was Livewire.
I can't find it.
That's Livewire.
I can't find an episode.
And that's Livewire. Todd Pettengill used to host the show.
Yep.
And then Michael Cole took his job. And the rest is history, as they say. Yeah, there's a lot of a Table for Threes I haven't seen. Good Lord. I have to go back and watch some of these. I don't want to watch the one with the Shield. I have no interest in watching that one. But yeah. I guess that's it.
I want to see AJ Styles, Finn Balor.
Well, they got.
I guess I'll kick a third or something.
They have AJ on one of them with Kevin Nash and Shawn Michaels, which I don't know why.
I know, and I think it's like Kevin Nash was there because he was the link between the two because he worked with them two before. But I want to see one with. I want to see AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, or Bobby Roode.
Have they had any all women tables?
Oh, they've had a handful of them.
Yeah,
they've had one with Ivory, Medusa, and Molly Holly. That was one of them. Then they've had Eve, Maryse, and Kelly. They've done a few of them.
Did they have one with Candice Michelle?
Candice Michelle, Michelle McCool, and Molly Holly was another one.
Saw that one.
I didn't see. Did I watch? I didn't know if I watched the William Regal Sheamus and King Barrett one, but whatever. They have one here with Samoa Joe, Sting, Vader, and DDP. We talked about that one when it originally aired. Yeah, they should do more with Sting though. I like these. Yeah. I like these Table for Threes though. They're pretty funny.
I want Sting, Luger, and who would be another one?
I want to see Arn, Bobby Eaton.
Yeah.
And
Stone Cold or Paulie? Which one? Pick one.
Paulie.
Or Larry Zbyszko.
Paulie. I'd go with Larry Zbyszko, but Larry talks too much.
I want to see Paulie Rikishi.
Oh, for God's sakes. And who else?
I don't know.
Missy Hyatt.
I want to see Brock Lesnar, Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, Jesus.
Charlie Hall,
John Cena.
It'd be like you'd be seeing Brock, eat his food with his hands.
Exactly. Shoot watermelons in there.
Yeah.
We should do suggestions for some of these because some of these I would really, really like to see.
I know, but the problem is that those damn shows are too short. They're way too short.
I know. 17 minutes. No way supposed to be what? Half hour, 20 minutes, half hour.
Not even half hour. 17 minutes was this last episode. That's nothing.
Well, you know there's a lot longer and they edited the hell out of it. Of course. They talk about stuff, they're like, no, we're not airing that.
Of course. I would like to see, I don't know, Dean Malenko. I don't know. Dean Malenko's a little too dry, maybe. I want to see something with a little animation, you know?
I want to see Sting, Luger, and Ric Flair. And they can talk about that match they had.
At Stargate.
When Ric Flair said, "You can tag one and not all you want. I'll tag myself." And he beat them both.
And Luger, Sting was about to get back in there, and Luger pulled him.
And Luger pulled him.
Yup. Stargate 95.
We should do the.
They could have so much stuff they could talk about. I want to see Cactus. I want to see Mick Foley and Harlem Heat, and they could talk about global wrestling.
They could do announcers. They could do Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, and Mike Tenay, I guess.
Don't you say it.
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say somebody else.
Who?
Oh, Double A. I was watching. I wanted to say Mongo. I was watching. No.
I wouldn't say Mongo for that. Mongo would overtake the show. I know that. Go ahead.
I was watching the episode of Nitro, and goddamn, Tank Abbott beat the shit out of Mark, man. Stripped his clothes off and everything.
Yes, he did.
I forgot all about that.
Yes, he did.
And anybody want to talk about, we gave Brock hell for being out of shape when he first came back. That damn Tank Abbott just didn't care.
No, he didn't care. But that was at a time that MMA fighters were just bums off the street.
Tank Abbott was the
best. Yeah, as long as you slow down, they ain't care what you look like.
Mm-hmm. And those times didn't matter.
Tank Abbott came out there and said, you know what? If you don't come out here, Bill Goldberg, I'm just going to start beating the hell out of everybody.
And then months later, Tank Abbott just came out with 3 count with his own circle.
Oh, man. That WCW, then it has some all right stuff. Like the artist formerly known as Prince IK and Paisley.
Yep.
AKA Charmel. Oh my God.
I believe in the month of January, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Thunder, you're going to get every episode of Thunder on the WWE Network.
Oh my God. So we're going to get that episode. Goldberg beat the hell out of the window.
Out of the windows and the limousine.
Messed up the whole angle. Mm-hmm. Because he want to beat up.
Mm-hmm. So I believe,
yeah, he want to beat up some limo, dumbass.
I believe that's coming in the month of January. Oh, one other thing that we didn't talk about news-wise. This was a big story that came out last week. That WWE opted not to renew the contract of Jim Johnston. For those of you that don't know, Jim Johnston was WWE's composer for 35 years. Almost 35 years.
Okay. Music finna suck now.
Now, WWE...
Really gonna have Jimmy Hart back.
Well, no. The rumor is that the WWE's new in-house band, CFO, had been pushing a lot to basically get Jim to go. And apparently they won that battle. And CFO is now WWE's composer of all their theme songs. And there was a note in the story that says any currently used Jim Johnston produced song will ultimately get replaced by a CFO song. Which means, now you remember when Kane came back a couple of months ago with a revamped theme song? That song was revamped by CFO. The New Day, that song is produced by Jim Johnston, will get revamped by CFO. Jinder Mahal, Baron Corbin, all these theme songs that are produced by Jim Johnston.
What? I want a bicycle about to get replaced?
It could be replaced by a CFO production.
The article says CFO been trying to push Jim Johnston out the door for us since they got there,
yeah.
So, I want a bicycle.
Listen,
they have names on everything. Aren't their names actually on someone's shirt, CFO?
I think so.
Somebody has a shirt and it says CFO on it. I want to say it's what's Adam Cole's group? Undisputed Era. I have to look it up, but I thought it had like, because it's CFO. Then they have like a dollar sign or something through
it's
the.
Possible.
I gotta look.
It's possible. I like some of CFO's stuff, but how do you get rid of the man that was responsible for some of the most iconic theme songs in all of wrestling history? And a man who's been there for over 30 years. You know?
He didn't do the Glass Shatter. But he all
He did the second Stone Cold thing, didn't he?
He did all of them. He did all of them.
Except the Disturbed one.
Except the
right?
Disturbed one, but he's the one, he's the producer of the song.
Oh. I'm sorry, I take it back. CFO on that on Undisputed Era. Duh, it stands for Cold Fish and O'Reilly. I'm sorry, stupid.
Well, doesn't matter. But it's like, you know, the other day I was listening to, or just today actually, I was listening to, because this past year, WWE had been releasing albums on iTunes of unreleased music, and they had just released, you know, another unreleased album a couple of months ago, or a couple of weeks ago, I should say, and it supposedly now that won't continue because the person behind those albums was Jim Johnston. Sucks. But I was rocking out to this in the car. This was released in one of these albums, you know, in the last year. But anyways, sucks. What are you going to do now? I hope he saved his money. That's all I can say. Whatever. Well, I think that's it. I think we've had enough tonight. Don't you think?
Yeah, thanks for letting me call in.
All right. Well, real quickly, let's run down what's going on here on this network.
I want to shout out to LeVar Ball
for God's sake,
ripping his son out of the college because he's ruining his children's life.
Well, let him. It's his prerogative, right?
Let me ask you something. If you go to the college, are you going to let your parents take you out of college?
He probably don't want to go to school.
Well, he wants to go to school so he can get to the NBA.
You can get to the NBA without going to college?
Yeah.
not really. They want you to play college ball.
Didn't LeBron didn't go to college?
Yeah.
I thought he was the last one.
Changed it after he came in.
Well, listen, you got to be 2 years out of high school.
Listen,
that don't mean college.
He'll do a semester in a community college somewhere. That'll qualify enough. Who knows what's going to happen?
Big ball, baby. Big ball of bread chicken.
That's right. It's going to be locations everywhere, Tony C.
That's right. And rotorized.
Rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken, baby.
What a fool. Rant wrestling.
Trump called him a old fool.
An old
what
fool.
What if I called him a fool?
Yeah. Rant wrestling on Thursday, 9 o'clock. They're going to be, they'll give you a recap of the week in wrestling and, of course, also talk about some of the other things that's going on in the wrestling world. Then on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live. Hopefully they'll be live this Friday. They've been live the last two Saturdays, but hopefully they'll be live this Friday, 9 o'clock right here, Rain AM Radio. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer at 5 p.m. Monday, it's the Sports Report at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. The Shining Wizards will be live next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And then we'll be following the Wizards at 9 right here on Rant AM Radio. And if you missed the Wizards from earlier tonight, we're going to rebroadcast the show in its entirety at the conclusion of this program. I guess that's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to say we in close talks with Lugs and 1010321 and sponsoring the rant. So we're going to keep you all posted on those negotiations.
Oh, that's good. We need some sponsors, man. We need sponsors on this show.
Lugs.
What was that? Go ahead, Tony Z. What was that?
I said, Lugs, we need you.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Casserole.
And karate fighters. Coronavirus. All right, for everybody in the chat room and for everybody listening live, I'm Double A for Tony C and Surfer and Mr. Lee Champion. Thank you for calling in. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant right here on Rant AM Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, Blue.